Hello everyone and welcome to Watch the Film Podcast's review and discussion of episode one of The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. My name is Scott.
And my name is Steve.
And I've just completely blindsided Stephen because he did not know that's what we were talking about in this one. So.
Because I thought we were talking about something else.
Yeah, we'll come to that one in the next one. This is as close as you're going to get to a live episode because there's no preparation at all for
absolutely
this one. I just
nothing.
Thought I'll just throw this in there.
I'm reading up on an actor
from
a different
film. Yeah, you're completely looking at the film that you thought we were talking about.
I'm going to get this up then straight away.
We'll come to that one on the next recording. Before we dive into this Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, where can people find all of our other stuff, Stephen?
On all major podcast providers.
They can. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter by searching for Watch the Film Pod.
I didn't like how I said that.
That's all right.
Say again.
Say what again?
Where can people find
us? Where can people find us, Stephen?
On all major podcast providers. There you go.
And you heard where you can find us on Facebook. Yeah. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. Did you like that? How I just threw that in there?
I'm going to do that. Right? I'm going to do that sometime. But then that's
the
intro. I
was going to say, you'll never be able to do that because I have the first line. But we've not even discussed this.
No.
The only discussion I've had of this is with Ben.
Yeah.
I've also just noticed you've got your hand thing on different to man. You've got attached something differently to your microphone. But to each their own. You are the yin to my yang.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. That looks all right. Like
that. Do the job. But. Yeah,
you would think after about nearly 100 podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, you'd figure out what the microphone
you would think by now, every time I say it to you, how does this go?
Have you even watched any of these films that we talk about? It's an ultimate fraud.
I just blag it. I just blag it, Scott. That's all I know.
I've texted Ben very, very briefly, just said, did you watch it yet? And then that was pretty much it. Yeah. So I've not even spoken to you about
it. We watched it together, yeah.
So I just like an asterisk next to this one. I don't think we'll do an episode by episode review podcast of that, but we might come back to this for the finale, perhaps, and just see where it's ended up. There's a little review of that. But thoughts and opinions on and predictions, if you like, for where this is going to go. And let's just have a 10-minute conversation about The Ones Who Live. So what did you think?
It was all right. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was really, really good. It hit all the expectations I had for it. My expectations for it were, I hope it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. So, I thought it was really, really good. For a first episode, it kind of pretty much did everything what it needed to, probably for a full series. What Walking Dead would have done in maybe three episodes. This did all, it wrapped up in one, which
because
I thought was great.
Because of that, it exceeded my expectations a little bit. Yeah. Because I feel we were stung a little bit with the Maggie and the Negan spin-off, Dead City. I didn't think that embodied the vibe, if you like, of what The Walking Dead had been.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed the Daryl spin-off because of how different it was. And to me, it worked for that story.
Yeah.
Daryl
yeah.
being such, at the end of the day, a lonely character. It was quite an empty, hollow world that he was having to travel to.
It fit with him. Yeah.
But to me, I was hoping that this one would at least go back to some of the heart of The Walking Dead and... And to me, it just showed how much Rick is an ultimate character in that show and how much the main show was hurt and hindered when he left the show. Because
Andrew Lincoln should have gone,
slotted straight back into being Rick, didn't he? And, you know, you've got to hand it to him. Spoilers for The Walking Dead.
I didn't want to say that. He should never have left. I said to you before that I think the writers knew that. I remember watching Andrew Lincoln do an interview, and he said they should never let the kid go, and he was actually upset the fact that
Carl,
what's his name? Chandler Riggs, who played Carl, Coral. They should never have let him go, and he said that at the time.
That's quite a really good impression.
I won't do it again because I won't be able to do
it.
Coral, one is good. But. He said at the time that they should never let him go, and he said they should, you know, he'd probably taken the character as far as he could. Probably not happy with what they did with it, and left. And I think he left for other reasons as well. I'm sure it was family reasons reading that you know that he left and we're going to do these three movies and they're going to be great and all this sort of thing, and they never transpired. And then obviously we've got this six episode run, is it six?
Yeah,
and. Yeah. You know, but it's taken, 6 years? 8 years? Six years, I think, isn't it? since he was last on the show. Season 9.
We've had a long
season 9. I think it's 2018. Yeah. So, yes, it's 6 years since he was last on it. And like you said, I always felt that the show could have gone as long as it did and not fail, or maybe not drop the way it did. Because it did drop a bit. When you lose your main star of a show, it's either make or break. And I still watched it as a loyal fan of the show. I still watched it, but it was never as good as what it was when Rick was in it. And I think it really missed that. And to see him as a teaser at the end of the Walking Dead TV show to sort of spin into this, I thought it was fantastic. And the way this just went straight into it. It didn't mess about. We didn't have a... I said to Ben, I said, probably your first episode will be Michonne trying to get there, and it might end with a bit about Rick, or you might even just get just Rick's backstory. And I'd then, you know, I said it'll just take a big build-up to get to the last episode and they both meet.
I was just going to say that. I'd said that you're not going to see them reunite until at least the second to last episode, like that. So, yeah, I echo that. I was really pleased that in two ways, really, because you got to see them as the characters that they are now on screen together, but they work so well together anyway. The two actors bounce off each other really well. There's good
chemistry
there.
They've said that before as well, haven't they?
And like the scenes that were, as I said, spoilers for this episode.
Yeah, there's going to be spoilers all of this because there's no point talking about this. We're not really touching the surface, but
yeah, we'll mention some of the key stuff.
Yeah.
The dream-like sequences that he was having, I thought they were arguably some of the standout parts of the episode, because it was just that then the two characters that you love. I mean, I wasn't the biggest Michonne fan when she first came into it, but by the end of her character went, she was a big part of Rick. By proxy, you learn to love Michonne, really. But I loved those scenes there where it's the ideal, what he's longing for, what he's wishing he could live his life like.
Yeah.
And then, to see them at the end together and that initial emotion, and then it cut to black and it was, we need to, what's going to happen next kind of thing. I would imagine your next episode's going to be Michonne's version of that.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell that's what it's going to be. And that'll be good as well, seeing that, she got there. Because I think we saw an episode before in Walking Dead where she saw like a big horde of people, not walkers, a load of people, like soldiers, I think it was, weren't they?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. When she paired up with that fella off that boat, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And I think there was like all these people walking along this community, weren't they? And she was like, wow, we're there. Mm. So she's been on this journey to get to there. It's interesting to see, what's happened to Rick as well, why he's not come back, because I remember saying that to you, like, but why? How has he not come back? Is he held prisoner? But he's not. But he kind of isn't. He's part of this community and he can't leave, but they can't let him leave because obviously it's a secret community. Yeah. And they can't let him leave. I thought it was really clever.
But I felt it should, because I loved the bit where he was, because one thing I did really enjoy in it was how much time it spanned.
Yeah,
because it was clearly years. Yeah. What was going on in that episode? It wasn't like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it said first off 5 years after the bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even in just like what was happening once he was part of the CRN there. Because if you've got to think, we've spoke about this, I don't know if we've spoke about it on here before, but Judith's like 13.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. So the period of time
is
quite big, isn't it, of the events of The Walking Dead. But I really liked how the showed really that decline in Rick's desire to try to leave. Ultimately, he knew that the message they were trying to get into him was that you'll still be helping the people you love by helping us, kind of thing. And brainwashing and whatnot. But the bit where he was over that barrel and you could hear him narrating his diary or whatever in his... Yeah. This is the last time I'm going to write.
Yeah, and he threw his phones away, which he'd done drawings of.
But he said the line, I don't see the faces of the dead anymore.
Yeah.
And that mirrored the line from the end of the series where it was showing you all the Glenn and Carl.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he was narrating his writing in the end of the main show series, he said to her, I still see the faces of the dead, or I still see the faces of the ones we love. That was it, something like that. So I loved that. And that was almost that line.
Yeah.
If that hypothetical line that was being drawn, and then to have that bombshell of him discovering Machine.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. And, like, it'll be interesting to see where... Because he, to me, he can't try and escape again. Because he knows that that's not an option. So is it going to be that he tries to integrate Machine initially or... Or she, I don't know. I mean, you would imagine he will.
A couple of things we haven't touched on there, but yeah, what we'll say about like it ends where he's in a chopper,
with
other soldiers.
Just blew up the guy. And, that was quality, that
wasn't it? Well, Ben straight away went, "What if Rick had been sat there?"
That'd be a bleak end to the first episode.
We've killed Rick, and it was Michonne who killed him. She didn't even realize. But yeah, so somebody attacks this chopper, and it goes down, and he gets blown up. He gets killed. What did it actually hit? Did he have something around his neck? And
it was like a dart type, rocket. So it went through the window.
Yeah,
stuck into him.
Yeah, and then blew up.
And then it was like a timed explosion. And then it went off.
Pretty clever then, yeah. But yeah, so you saw this guy next to him get killed in typical Walking Dead. It reminiscent to me of the early episodes where they just bring somebody into it and give them all this story and then just kill them off.
His story was good, wasn't it? Talking about his wife and things like that, and how he was basically trying to get to his wife, and then he had to kill her based on what he was having to do.
Or,
you know, she was in the crossfire, wasn't she? The bombs or whatever. But yeah.
No, it was very, very clever. So obviously he gets killed and then the chopper starts going down. Rick's flying it. And the crash and they get out. And then somebody appears with like a fencing mask.
Armor, like samurai fencing, more like a samurai mask.
It does look like fencing stuff, but
I can just imagine just doing the fencing actions.
Well, anyway, somebody turns up in this samurai mask and starts fighting and hits Rick and hits him on, I'll talk about that in a moment, but hits him on his arm and he blocks it and they pull his helmet off, whereas he killed the other people and pulled his helmet off for whatever reason, sort of like, you know. And then she pulled her mask off and it's Michonne and then the two of them meet. But it wasn't like, it was almost like a kind of despair, really. It wasn't like I've met you and hugged you or anything like that. It was like more shock of anything, really.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little bit, I think there's going to be a little bit more to that. And I think there's maybe going to be this, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe this like, why here? Why are you here? Why, you know, like... I think there's going to be a little bit more there. I think, yeah. But anyway, for me, it was good. It was a good reveal. It was fantastic, and it just ended, and I was like, oh wow. And then you saw the sneak peek of next week's, and it is Michonne's episode. So that, you know, it did everything it needed to do. What you'd expect it to do in a series, it wrapped it all up in one episode for me, which is fantastic. But then also left them little parts there, that, like, well, what's going to happen next?
Yeah,
so there's a lot more there. Yeah, little threads there. So what I didn't mention there was, and I wanted to come to it, was in the first few minutes you saw Rick. You know, think back to, they touched on this plenty of times in the TV show about him chopping his hand off. Mm-hmm. You heard it before. He got his hand. It looked like he'd got it cut it or something, and his hand's going to be infected. He's going to have to chop it off. Mm. You know, and he's shaking his hand at one point, and he ran off. That was when there was a lot of herd of walkers and there was coming up towards Alexandria. And then you obviously had the time with Negan where he was, you know, chop your hands off. Mm. You know, they've mentioned it a few times and you think, oh, wow, you know. Because this is referencing what happened in the comics, or in the graphic novels, sorry. And obviously done a lot earlier in the graphic novels, done by the governor. Spoilers to the graphic novels now, but done by the governor and done what you would sort of class around the timeline of Walking Dead around season 2 to 3, around that sort of time. And Rick does have his arm amputated and goes on the rest of the graphic novels with as an amputee, and with the, you know, putting attachments on there like swords and things, or like knives and things, and doesn't let that affect his ability to actually still be this profound leader, mm-hmm. and actually go out there and still not be affected by killing walkers and not, you know, and this TV show and this episode did that straight away. I thought it was fantastic. But they did it in the fact that he actually cut his hand off. I said to Ben, he'll stick you. Then walkers was there, chopped his hand off, and he's racing away. And I was like, wow, he's going to go out with shock. Going to get out with shock in a minute, and I said he'll put his hand in that walker.
To burn it.
Yeah, Corazon.
Something like that.
But I said that doing, and Ben went, "Oh, what will that do?" And I said, "It'll stop it bleeding." But I said, "Then he'll obviously never be, it'll damage all the nerve endings. Mm. He'll never ever be able to have that stitch back on, even if you could do that."
Stitch back. I know that's really funny, but can you imagine if they stumbled across like, oh, this community that we've mastered the ability to stitch hands back
but
on.
You don't know.
And he'd be
you
like, oh, know. For God's sake.
CRM could do anything, wouldn't they, really? If you think about, what was it? What was the community in the last series? What was it called?
Oh, the Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth had like TV shows.
Yeah, true.
So imagine if they could do that.
Smart though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then he had this little hand.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and he smacked it and a blade came out. I thought it was brilliant. Mm. I thought it was really clever. A real nice touch towards that, a nod towards the comic books. The graphic novels. I thought it was really clever. Really, really clever how they did it. And again, for me, I remember reading and watching before that they said they wanted to do it in the TV show, but it was just too much special effects.
Yeah,
it's
too expensive to do it.
And then in this, well, they've obviously got the budget for it. So let's just go for it, you know. I thought it was really clever.
I enjoyed it.
There was so much little things like that in it. I thought it was fantastic.
It's going to make me go back. I mean, I don't think I'll watch Fear the Walking Dead, and I don't think I'll watch The Well Beyond or whatever it was called.
Well Beyond. I watched the first season of Well Beyond and about three of the second, and I just give up on it.
I am going to go reading about them because I've already seen some of the stuff, but you know, there was a bit in Fear the Walking Dead where they stumbled upon a helicopter and a pilot.
I watched that one again, she had a suit, didn't she, and it said
oh, you know, these suits have been designed to be immune in the word, but to protect you from the walker bite.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
he got
bit, did we?
Yeah,
didn't
he did,
he?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And obviously wearing one of those suits. So that was a nod to that, I would think. So there'll be little bits that might have been teased. There might even be bits that now you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, that was, you know, that was that, and things like that. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, I liked the reveal of the logo.
Yeah.
I've seen that logo a few times, but the idea that it was these three hotbed communities, these secret communities, I really liked that idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's daft little things like that. So, it'll be good to follow, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. Last question for you. Will he be reunited with Judith or anyone else from the... What would your prediction be for anyone else?
I don't know. Are they just doing this and not doing anything else with that character? Is it, you know, it all depends on what they've got planned.
I'd be shocked
if he wants to go back.
They're already writing the third series of the Daryl show, and they haven't even filmed the second one. So
yeah, so well, maybe then, maybe. But
I think it's going to... Yeah. It's bound to come back to another series of The Walking... You know, or another limited series of The Walking Dead.
If he's on board to do it, then yeah, but if he's just going to write it, you know, if they're going to write it off as this is his swan song and that's the end of it, then, you know, maybe they will do, but to do that and bring other characters into it, you know, to go back to Alexandria and things like that, I mean, what do you do? I don't know.
It'd be foolish for him to not reunite with Judith, though.
It would be a shame if
he didn't. It'd be a shame if that doesn't happen, yeah.
And RJ, we don't even know exists. Yeah, that's right.
So that'll be interesting. Yeah.
But like I say, I really enjoyed it. That was really good. The only one little thing for me, right? And I said this before, continuity and things really sort of.
Ben texted me about this.
He had grey hair. Yeah. They aged him for the last season because there was a big 5-year time jump in that, weren't they? Mm. I think it was a 5-year time jump, and then you've had that was the 5 years after the bridge. So you've had that 5-year time jump. Oh, there was a time jump in it, weren't they? After Negan, so Negan was in prison for about 3-4 years or something daft like that. He was in prison for a while. There was a time jump there. And obviously Rick had aged massively, where his beard was grey and his hair was grey.
So let me just stop you.
And now he's got dark hair again.
The end of the main series,
yep.
You're saying he had grey hair then?
No. I'm saying in season 9, when he's on the bridge, you even saw it in that, where he shot the gun, fired it, and she's down there shouting Rick, and everyone comes running up and he's disappeared and the bridge has blown up. He had grey hair.
Yeah.
I just think you're
overthinking this.
Well, no, I just think if you're gonna do that, then why is his hair dark again? It don't fit in, does it? You know, it's got to fit in, hasn't it? You know, if you're gonna watch it all, you're gonna watch
three thumbs up,
shake and bake. You like my shake and bake? But no, just for me, yeah, it was
So that's it. You're not going to watch the rest of that.
Of course, I'm going to watch the rest of it. Just for me, I just like a little bit daft that. But other than that, fantastic. Good. Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, 9.5 out of 10.
9.2 out of 10.
If you had to use that Grecian 2000, yeah, then you know I'd have been over the
damn
10.
You CRM.
Yeah,
with
the CRM
with your vanity products.
Fancy for them 5 years while he was there. His hair turned black again. Yeah, but no.
John Locke needs really to do good. His beard, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. John Locke.
Yeah. TV gold.
Yeah, well,
TV
let's just be careful what we say because Ben's not seen all of Lost.
Yeah, I'm saying nothing.
And Ben was like, oh, John Locke's in it. And I was like, not my cup of tea, but there you go. Oh, cup of coffee. There you go.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
But no, I enjoyed it. Worth seeing where it goes. And we will revisit this probably for the finale. We'll come back together. Maybe get Ben on board and see what he thinks about it as a whole because he's a big Rick fan, isn't he? He likes The Walking Dead.
He's
watched like all 11 seasons in a week. So stupid like that, didn't he?
He finished school, left school, didn't he? Finished school, got 3 months off. I think the first 2 weeks he watched the whole like 11 seasons of Walking Dead. How have we done that?
I posted on Facebook that me and him had started watching Lost, haven't we? I mean, we haven't watched it for ages. A year ago, it was when we'd started watching it or something like that. And he said to me, he went, when we first started watching that, the last time we watched that, I'd not seen any of The Walking Dead. Yeah. He said, I've now seen all of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That's like over 150 episodes or something.
And we
like
still watch the next episode.
The next episode of Lost. Yeah, we'll have to come back to that. But fabulous. If people want to listen to any of the other things we've done, now's your chance to deliver it how you want to deliver it. Where can they find our content?
On all major podcast providers.
They can. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Watch the Film Pod. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.